Lydia Artemyeux playing August by Tchaikovsky. This is BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. 11:30 is the time. Time now for Verity Sharp and Late Junction.
From their new soon-to-be-released album, that is Tanaruan, with a song called Imi Diwan Win Sahara. The album is going to be called Tasili, and there are a couple more chances to see them live before the summer comes to an end this year. They're going to be in Birmingham at the Moseley Folk Festival on the 3rd of September, and then at the End of the Road Festival in the Lama Tree Gardens the day after. All details are on their website. Welcome to Late Junction. We're going to hear music by Steve Reich, arranged for two jazz pianists after this. This is a Buddhist prayer, which is designed to prepare the mind for meditation.
Yeah.
Part of Music for 18 Musicians by Steve Reich, arranged by Patrick Zimmerly for two pianos, and those pianos played by two of the finest players on the New York jazz scene, Brad Meldow and Kevin Hayes. It's a track on their album, which is going to be released by Nonesuch in mid-September, called Modern Music. And also note that Brad Meldow is going to be giving a concert at London's Wigmore Hall on Friday, September the 16th, when he's also going to be inviting onto the stage the truly extraordinary mandolin virtuoso Chris Teeley. And just staying in America for a few more minutes, here's a song from Sam Amadon.
Pretty fair damsel in the garden, brave young soldier riding by, he rode up to Raw to view her. My pretty fair miss, won't you fancy me? You're not a man of a noble honor, you're not the man I had taken you to be, or you wouldn't impose on a single lady who your bride can never be. True love in the army, and he's been there for 7 long years. And if he stays there 7 years longer, no other man can marry me. He's on some watercourse drowned. Perhaps he's on some battlefield slain. Perhaps he's to some fair girl married. My pretty fair miss, you'll never see him again. Well, if he's drowned, I hope he's happy. Or if he's on some battlefield slain. Or if he's to some fair girl married. I love the girl.
Music written by Kublai Una for a Polish film which was made in the 1960s called For Lovers Only, which was a kind of homage to French films of the period. It's an opulent black and white romance which has just been digitally remastered along with that soundtrack. Kublai Una with the trumpeter Daniel Rosenboom. Setting off a little brass sequence here, starting with that catchy tune called Time, which the Polish group Croquet first popularised, but given a brass makeover here on this recording by the Boban Markovic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Well, I haven't heard that in a while. From Mule Variations by Tom Waits, that is the opening track, Big in Japan, which was requested by Lake Junction listener Tony Hall, who also suggested that I dust off my copy of John Hassell's Arca Dabari Java, which is another good idea. So from that, this is the third movement of Empire. Thank you. John Hassell taking inspiration from three corners of the globe on his album Akka Dabari Java. Akka being a reference to the Akka Pygmies of Central Africa. Dabari is an Indian raga heard there played on the trumpets over Senegalese drumming. And Java is, of course, the Indonesian islands. And that album released by John Hassell getting on for 30 years ago now in 1983. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and here's an album that I've been enjoying dipping into over my 2 week stint on the programme. It's called Trio Shemirani Invite, and for each piece they do just that. Their guest for this one is the Malian kora player Balake Sizoko, and with him they created this improvisation which they called Alu Soroma. Thank you.
Forgive me, hearer, I cannot stay. He cut out my tongue, there is nothing to save. Love me, O Lord, he threw me away. He laughed at my sins, in his arms I must stay. He wrote, I'm broke, please send for me. But I'm broken too, and spoken for, do not tempt me. Her skin is white, and I'm light as the sun, so holy light shines on the things you have done. So I asked him how he became this man, how did he learn to hold fruit in his hands, and where is the lamb that gave you your name? He had to leave the way I begged him to stay. Left me alone when I needed the light, fell to my knees and I wept for my life. If he had have stayed, you might understand. If he had have stayed, you never would have taken my hand. He wrote, I'm low, please send for me. But I am broken too, and spoken for, do not tempt me. And where is the lamb that gave you your name? He had to leave, though I begged him to stay. Begged him to stay in my cold wooden grip. Begged him to stay by the light of this ship. Me fighting him, fighting life, fighting dawn. And the waves came and stole him and took him to war. He wrote, I'm broke, please send for me. But I'm broken too, and spoken for, do not tempt me. Forgive me, hearer, I cannot stay. Cut out my tongue, there is nothing to save. Love me, O Lord, he threw me away. He laughed at my sins, in his arms I must stay. We write, that's all right. I miss his smell. We speak when spoken to, and that suits us well. That suits us well. That suits me well.
Laura Marling, what he wrote from her album I Speak Because I Can. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
That's the Gaelic supergroup Dav. Well, there are six of them in the band anyway, which I guess qualifies them for supergroup status. Dav is the Gaelic word for kinship, and that was a set of tunes called Ida's Jigs. If you'd like details of anything that we play on the programme, do have a look at the playlist, which we post on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Just go to bbc.co.uk/radio3 and follow the links from there. This is Michael, or Michaud Russell, who was born in a small fishing village on the coast of County Clare in 1915. He worked on a family farm all his life, played whistle, flute, and also sang a few songs at gatherings when it seemed appropriate. This is a recording that John Tams made of him singing the song Nora Daly in the early 1970s.
It was down near Milltown Malbay, not 1,000 miles from Galway, when I was young and marrying the breezy hills of Clare, that I spied a Colleen comely, with winsome ways and homely, and she driving in a donkey cart, and she going to the fair. It was mild and pleasant weather, with the bloom of furze and heather, filled my soul with gladness in the wild and balmy air. And my spirits fell far lighter, and my life seems 10 times brighter, since I met that little Colleen, and she going to the fair. Says she, I'm Nora Daly, from the parish of Kilmaley. My father, he's a farmer, and the crassish man in Clare. If he saw you here beside me, I'm afraid that he would chide me. So if you please get down and walk a bit before we reached the fair. I reluctantly obeyed her, for I could not have gainsaid her, for visions of her father bright, with a fierce and angry glare. So before her quickly started, from her I gladly parted, but I treasured her sweet memories till we reached Milltown Malbay. At the 4 milestone I met her, and within my heart I set her. I'll search for tales or tidings of my wanderer everywhere. Her heart was in a flutter, as she feared her eggs and butter, they'd be scattered in the roadside, and she going to the fair. After years abroad, sojourning, and my love still brightly burning, I sought for her and married her, and settled down in Clare. And I oft-times yet remind her of that day long left behind her, since I met her in the donkey cart, and she going to the fair. I have told my little story, though age now and hoary, it makes me feel quite young again, and puts to flight dull care. And along with what I've told you, one more secret I'll unfold you, that you never met more loving hearts than those in County Clare. ¶¶
the fiddle playing of Rose Murphy and the voice of Miko Russell beautifully rolling his R's in a recording included in Topic's Mammoth Voice of the People series, with this particular compilation having the subtitle Songs of Courtship and Marriage. The tune was one that Rose Murphy wrote called The Lonely Maid, so presumably written before she met and married a miner for whom she ended up leaving her home in Galway and settling down in Rotherham. And just before some surreal musings from Ergo Fizmiz in collaboration with the group People Like Us, here's a tune from another fiddler recently described to me in no uncertain terms as being the most original and inventive that we have in this fair isle. I'm sure other people might have an opinion about who should have that particular crown, but for now, this is the gorgeous traditional tune called Ravenscroft's Fancy, as played by Dave Swarbrick. Thank you. Ergo Fizmiz and People Like Us having a lot of fun with Easy Listening Kitsch. It's a track they call Karmic Waltz, and it's on their album Rhapsody in Glue. Do drop us a line if you'd like a playlist, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Well, this music is a tad more serene. This is Nils Erklund and Sigbjørn Appeland paying homage to the violinist Ole Bull, who was Norway's answer to Fritz Kreisler, but a lot more besides. He often took his cue from folk music, and in his writing and his playing, there was a real sense of love and warmth. Here is Nils Erklund and Sigbjørn Appeland improvising on one of his pieces. Thank you. Well, that's Abaji with his piece In My Heart, where he set out to try and express the concept of vastness. And in that you heard him bowing what he calls his sitar guitar. It's a great sound. Before that, Nils Erklund and Sigbjørn Appelan paying homage to one of their country's greatest musical heroes, the 19th century violin virtuoso and composer Ola Bull. Now, when I was last in the Late Junction chair, I was sharing tracks with you from the Cretan lira player Kelly Thomas's debut album, which is a very creative affair, not least on this piece where she's complemented the lira's sound with that of the hurdy-gurdy. The gurdy played here by Efren Lopez, and she's also joined by percussionist Zohar Fresco.
Thank you.
Star Anise by the Cretan lyra player Kelly Toma, and she was joined there by Zohar Fresco playing percussion and Efren Lopez on hurdy-gurdy. Kelly Toma's debut album is called Anamkhala, and that translates as Friend of the Soul. If you'd like the details, do have a look at the playlist. That will be posted on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, or you can, of course, drop us a line. The email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or you can write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A 1AA. Well, you've been listening to Late Junction. I'm Verity Sharp, and tomorrow night we're going to have another exclusive Late Junction session for you. The singer Mara Carlisle is going to be joining us and collaborating with the Guillemots bass player Arista and also the guitarist Dave Okumu. So do be sure to tune in for that. And for now, I'll just leave you with this very soulful prayer for peace as sung by the Persian singer Maureen Nehadar. Good night.
Eloheinu, Eloheinu shebashamayim, re'e bedochak hashah. Eloheinu shebashamayim, she'et shav'atenu. Shit shalom b'neinu, shit shalom b'neinu, shit shalvam be'armonoteinu. Eloheinu shebashamayim, ten shalom ba'aretz, ten sova ba'olam, ten shalom, ten shalom b'malchuyot, ten sova ba'olam, ten shalom b'malchuyot, ten shalom. Shalom b'malchuyot.
Welcome from me, Susan Sharp, to Through the Night on Radio 3, where for the next 3.5 hours you can savour a recent production from the Royal Opera House Covent Garden of Handel's opera Tamerlano about the life and loves of Tamburlaine the Great. The cast includes mezzo-soprano Christiana Stottein in the title role, with the tenor Kurt Streit as the Turkish Sultan Bayezet. Ivor Bolton conducts the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. At the start of the opera, Tamburlaine has defeated and imprisoned the Sultan Bayezet, and he's fallen in love with Bayezet's daughter, Asteria. He wants her, even though he's arranged to marry Irene, Princess of Trebizond. He gets his ally, General Andronicus, to fix up a marriage deal for him with Asteria, but Andronicus is himself in love with Asteria, and she with him. Tamburlaine promises Andronicus Irene and the throne of Byzantium, and Bajazet will be freed. But Bajazet would rather die than allow his daughter to marry Tamburlaine, so it's a tangled web. Princess Irene's arrival at the palace complicates matters still further. There she is, fully expecting to marry Tamburlaine, and she discovers he's after someone else. Asteria thinks her Andronicus has betrayed her, so she pretends to be in love with Tamburlaine, and that horrifies both Andronicus and her father, the Sultan. If she takes so little heed of her blood ties, he vows he'll kill himself. The first act of Handel's Tamerlano.
Thank you. gesto di libertà, breve momento, e perché il devo a te, men grave il sento.
No, Bajazet, Altamerlan tul dei.
Altamerlan, da lui libertà non volio, da lui che appena saria degno portar la mia catena. Ma hai tu pietà?
M'affliggi, allora che chiedi?
Dammi il tuo ferro!
Oh, mio signor, non mai!
Tu inneghi a me, per me pietà non hai. Non me inneghi il mio ardir, questo mi tragga alla mia libertade, o con la vostra, o con la morte mia. Indietro!
Tu sei...
Con Bajazet ancora, ben ch'io sia prigioniere. No, no, non voglio d'Altamerlan né libertà né vita. Io vo morire, o sia ragione, orgoglio.
Ferma, signor, che fai tu morire? E da stella...
mi svegli in seno un molle affetto per cui sento languir la mia costanza. Questo è il solo spavento che mi fa il mio morir lasciar la figlia.
In qual gran luogo tu sei?
A mio destin troppo crudel tu sei. Son tra ceppi e mi insulta il mio nemico. Ho in mano la vendetta, eppur la perdo. Posso morire, e ancora me fatale il mio amor. Ne vuol, io moro.
Thank you.
celassi ai pensieri miei della figlia il grande amore, se ce l'ha.
Disperato, servasi asteria in lui, in il suo amante, ami la figlia il bene, l'amor del padre. Principe, oro dai greci han posto in mio poter il vostro impero, ond'io vi rendo il trono. Merlano non usurpa l'altrui, vince e lo dona. Io vi dichiaro imperator, potrete partire a vostro grado, ita Bisanzio.
Oh, il mio signor è grande il dono e il donator, ma...
Il rifiutate.
Oh, signore, ma... Si presta di vivermi da voi. De, lasciate che prenda vicino ancora al vincitor del mondo il mestiero dell'armi.
Andronico, il consento, anzi lo bramo. Temeva impaziente la brama di regnar, ma il vostro indugio deve servirmi a vincere un nemico.
Qual nemico rivale, signore, tutto il mio sangue?
Non vedo uopo di sangue per debellare un prigionier che solo ha il suo orgoglio in difesa. E questi l'ottoman. Infine, io voglio che di nostra onor sia vostro il merito.
La vostra onor, oh, giusti cieli, e questo il miglior dei miei voti, nel duol di Bajazete, il suo gran vincitore, il fine, è vinto.
Oh, prence, non mi ha vinto di Bajazete il duolo, e meno sdegno.
Donde il colpo?
È vendicato a pieno Bajazet del suo sangue. Amo la figlia.
Che sento c'è?
Ah sì, che io sono amante. E di tal cangiamento voi solsi della colpa.
Io?
Sì. Quando il superbo irritava i miei sdegni, mi conduceste a piedi la mia funesta vincitrice. Il pianto che chiedeva da me pietà del padre ottenne amor per lei.
Ai fiero colpo, irene signor, che già s'avanza il vostro letto.
Non deve esser mia sposa. sarà destino per voi.
Per me, signor?
Per voi. Non posso fare scelta miglior, né voi miglior acquisto. Non chiedo in ricompensa che il consenso d'un padre, perché salga una figlia al maggior trono. Da voi lo spero, e non lo spero in vano, se penserete che l'impero e i regni ambidue d'uni son della mia mano. Oh,
le sono.